April 1871, Denver, Colorado. Archie Gordon waited for the knife to fly over his head and stick itself in the wardrobe along the wall. As the lead agent for the Pinkerton Denver office, Archie had participated in this ritual many times before. Agent Bronson Juanica sat in the opposite corner of the room, playing with his knife and grinning. His white teeth clashed with the deep color of his skin. He twirled the tip of the blade on his finger once more before sending it swishing in Archie's direction. He grunted as the satisfactory thud of the blade hitting the wood sounded in the room.
"You didn't blink that time, old man."
"Nips and haggies, Bronco. How many times have I told you to stop throwing those knives in my office?"
Archie growled at the young man, who let out a laugh.
"I lost count,"
he chuckled, walking across the room to retrieve the weapon from the wood.
"Look at that,"
Archie said. He pointed at the door of the wardrobe, which was peppered with small holes and nicks.
"I'm going to need a new cabinet if you keep this up. Pretty soon we will be using that for firewood."
"It isn't that bad," a lyrical voice interrupted them. "The holes in the wall are much worse." Archie's secretary, Marianne Chapman, was correct. The wallpaper was torn in several spots, revealing the plaster behind the walls. It was rare that Bronco missed his target, but when he did, the force he flung the knife with would cause significant damage. Archie learned not to flinch or blink when Bronco was in one of his playful moods. He had no desire to be on the receiving end of the Indian's blade.
"What do you want, Marianne?"
Archie had lost his patience this afternoon, and snapping at his secretary didn't provide any relief. Marianne laughed again and entered further into the room.
"Did I tell you to come in?"
"Of course not, but here I am just the same. I needed to make sure it was safe before entering." She turned to Bronco, who had taken his seat. "Good evening, Bronson."
"Ma'am," he replied, tipping the point of his knife to his forehead. "You look mighty pretty today, Miss Marianne. Tell me, is that a new dress?"
Marianne gave a little twirl, extending her skirt out so it flowed gracefully. "Why, yes. Yes, it is."
"Out, right this second, out!"
Archie pointed towards the door, glaring at them both. Marianne stopped twirling and looked at him. She raised an eyebrow and pursed her lips. He hated it when she looked like that. It meant she was about to chastise him for one thing or another. She opened her mouth to say something, but instead turned back to Bronco. "Pearl made peach pies today. I think they're divvying them out in the kitchen right now. I don't know where she found peaches this time of year, but if you want to grab a slice, you better hurry." Bronco stood, coming over to give Marianne a quick peck on the cheek.
"You are a bright light in this sad world, Miss Chapman."
He looked at Archie and laughed again.
"I don't know why anyone hasn't snatched you up."
Marianne turned away. A pained expression quickly clouded her features before it was gone. Archie thought for a moment that he may have imagined it.
"That's it, Bronco."
Archie's voice was rising. He started to come out of his chair.
"Leave my secretary alone. She isn't going to become one of your conquests."
Bronco's laugh followed him out the door, leaving it open as he left.
"Hey, Pearl!"
Archie could hear him call as his boots thudded towards the kitchen. He turned back to his secretary and grumbled,
"Now, what do you want?"
"I came to warn you."
"Warn me?"
It was Archie's turn to raise an eyebrow. "Yes, the editorial was printed in the Denver Tribune today. It is only a matter of time before someone finds it." Archie raised his hands in front of his mouth, his fingers touching. He tapped one finger against his lips before responding.
"And by someone, you mean one of the men?"
Marianne huffed. "Boys, more like it. But yes, I can think of several that are going to be in here faster than you can say Bob's your uncle." Archie looked at his secretary without speaking. In times like these, she was usually correct. Marianne had been his secretary since the office opened nearly 7 years ago. She showed up on the porch of the large mansion that served as their headquarters, demanding a job. Her brother had been killed in a gunfight, and she had nowhere to go. Archie decided to take a chance on the young woman and offered her a job as a housekeeper. She spent those early days cleaning up after the agents that slept in the dormitory behind the house. She was cleaning Archie's office when she suggested several ways to streamline the process for intaking new cases and sending agents out on behalf of the agency. She also took over the greeting of guests, offering them a cup of tea and listening to their stories before they ever reached Archie. She took meticulous notes and drafted much of Archie's correspondence before sending it to the Chicago headquarters.